is what you'll need to make a homemade version of those delicious Dubai chocolate bars. You need chocolate, a bit of white chocolate if you want to create a little bit of a pattern on it. Then you're going to need some of that Qatifi pastry, little noodly type stuff. Some pistachio paste. If you can't find it in the shops, make your own as I've done there. Bit of coconut oil. And if you haven't got a chocolate mould, which most of us haven't got, I'm going to be using one of these loaf tins, the sort that you make lemon drizzle cake in. First thing we're going to do is melt some of your white cheese over a bain-marie, which is posh talk for a pan of boiling water to you and me. So in there with your white chocolate and a bit of coconut oil, which adds to its fluidity so it flows better. With your chocolate melting away, we're just going to grease up your loaf tin, and then into there with some greaseproof paper and squash it up against the sides and into the corners. And then into there we're just going to drip like a nice pattern with your white chocolate. I've not made much, as you can see. When you've got enough of that Jackson Pollock motif going on, it's time to pop that into the freezer until that solidifies. Next, we're going into a pan with a good knob of butter, and then you're going to get your pastry and break it all up into the pan. Absorb that butter and become nice and golden brown. When your pastry's turned a nice colour, time to get your pistachio paste, and then we're going to mix all them together. With your filling made, it's time to turn back to your chocolate bar. And so onto the cooker for the bar of your milk chocolate or dark chocolate, whichever you way of making, and then in again with a bit of coconut oil, making it more fluid. When your chocolate's melted, give it a few minutes to cool down a bit, because you don't want it to melt all this set white chocolate. And then in it goes. Then this is going back in the freezer or the fridge if you're not in a rush to set again. Chocolate solidifying in the fridge. It's back in with the last of your chocolate, and again a bit of coconut oil for fluidity. With your other chocolate melting nicely, time to go in with your filling. This delicious pistachio and pastry. And squash it down. Try and keep it away from the edges if you can, so the chocolate falls over there. Again, when you've melted your chocolate, just leave it for a few minutes to cool down so it doesn't melt the chocolate underneath. Cover all that delicious filling up. It's going back in the freezer, or again the fridge if you're not in a rush, and hopefully it will come out like a nice chocolate bar. When it's come out the fridge, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So take it out of there, do that, and that, and that. Turn it over. Got a hell of a bar, but there we go. Now let's give it a cut.
Yeah, straight down the middle.
And see what we got.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Delicious.